פינחס בן אלעזר בן אהרן הכהן, הישיבס חמוסי מעל בני ישראל, וכאנו יס כינוסי, וסייכון ולכיליסי יס בני ישראל בכינוסי. אז אין לנו צוות, חזר סיידת, בעצם עשור ניסים נעשו לפינחס. בשטעת הפינחס מידה כנועס, עשור ניסים נעשו לפינחס. אז בעצם one of the הלוכס is אילו נהפך זמרי והרוגי לפינחוס לא יהיה נער הגולוב. Even if the הלוכס is that you have to, the canoe could kill the boy על הרמיס, but the boy על הרמיס, if he turns over and he kills the canoe, he's potul, זה כמו בסנהדרין. אילו נהפך זמרי והרוגי לפינחוס לא יהיה נער הגולוב. As I'll say, they're one of the 10 Nisim that no one managed to kill him. So, what does that? Every halacha, Moshe, Beis Din go to kill someone, that is Chayav Misa. That person kills the shlucha based on the tzeach. He doesn't have a heter. Everyone has to stop him. If he takes a gun and wants to kill the shlucha based on him, you have to kill him. So why in kanoi is a aloche, ilu nefach zimri v'arogu lepinchos loy hoyo nera golem. So here was a gewalt of kibbol from someone. Lu yitzuya the aloche is by the kanoi that you can't kill the kanoi. You can't kill the canoe, felt in the canoes. If a prison is mekana, there's no tzara, he will sit 2 weeks in jail, doesn't chicken canoes. Doesn't chicken chacham. To go to Yom Shabbos and to know not to be stopped, doesn't chicken canoes. The only mile of a canoe that makes a mechoe on Shabbos, if he knows he can sit in jail for 2 weeks. He knows the chance that he will sit in jail for 2 weeks, and he's masking to do it, is a canoe. If you have to be a kanoi or not, the frag and I in a rabbonim if you have to be a kanoi or not. But kanois means that you know that the halacha to give permission to a person to kill someone. The kanois, the only way that Terry could give a measurement that a person is doing it with the full kanois, for the full askom is that he knows that you're allowed to kill him. And even so, he's mekane l'Hashem, he's masking to be moisel nefesh. This was the godless of Pinchas. The guy is a Pinchas, not that he killed Zimri. The Gans Klai saw him, was a whole shevet of people that were passions will help Zimri to kill him. Not that, oh, Pinchas remembered you could kill the guy, so he killed it. It's a leicht a loche. To kill a guy. So, the chokhmah is that you know that he could kill you. He could kill you back. They said Pinchas was strong. I mean, Zimri ben Solomon is not was strong. Roy Shevet b'Yisrael, and he had all the people around him. But this was the Mesilas Nefesh of the Kanoi that he's masking to be Mesil Nefesh. So Chazal say, Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKoyen. So there's a Medrash Rabbe, there are Netziv brings down a Medrash Rabbe. Ise b'Rabbe, Bedinu Sheyito Schori Meshalem. Bedin Sheyito Schori Meshalem. So the shayla is, what's the pshat? Bedin sheyitel schorim meshalem. What's the pshat? So I saw before what the Netziv says, started being down to the Minchas Elozor. The Minchas Elozor brings down, what is the pshat? Bedin sheyitel schorim meshalem. He brings down as a famous chazal. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ikra Rabbe, Ruach HaKadosh Omeres, Mik Demani Ve'ashalem. Person comes, you know, I did something, I deserve schar. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי קילס לפוני לפני שנתתי לו נשמה? מי מל בנוי שלא נשאתי לו בן? מי עושה לי מייקה שלא נשאתי לו גג? מי עושה לי מזוזה עד שלא נשאתי לו בייס? מי עושה לי סוכה שלא נשאתי לו מוקוים? מי עושה לי לולוב שלא נשאתי לו דומים? He said, thank you. I gave you money, but a lulav. you know, I gave Hashem, I gave money for lulav, I bought expensive lulav. I gave you money that you could buy. So the Pinchas comes, the din sheitel schorim mishalim. So this is the pshat. What is the pshat? The medrash. So the Pinchas also says in his pshat, he says, that a moshe, I don't want to go to the halachas, but he brings down that you see the neg shebo'ilam, the prime ministers and the countries, they're not moisel nefesh for the country. They try their best. The kingdom marshal goes front in the war. He does everything for the country. But the ministers, all of them, they don't want. The guy says, you know, I'll work for the country. Tomorrow the king will decide to change me. I'm a Gornish. To give my life. The king, what he has is this country. If he loses the country, he has nothing. If he wins the country, his kids will have it. If it's a war, he's going to fight. And if he dies, his kids will have it. He's a master of nefesh. So it's not for him, it's for his kid. So he brings down that the Chazal said that Torah is loy bi Yerusha. But bi Yimei Hillel, we're metakin that this is the halacha l'maaseh, if a rov dies, he give it over to his son. Shekevon shamiroi mosu nafshon for klal Yisrael, so we treated him like melochim. The meaning was that Torah is bi Yerusha, this is the halacha, we pass him the halacha, a rov or sheshiv, if he has a son roi, he gets it. This is the gans. So he said, Pinchas, this is what Pinchas Lozor says, Pshat. Roi sheitel schorim mishalem, normally you don't deserve to get a schar. But when a person is a meisel nefesh for the Yiddishkeit, so the Pshat, he's not that he was doing it for Hashem. He was asking to give all of himself. He didn't want to stay in the world. He was meisel nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When a person is meisel nefesh, then he deserves to get a schar. But the Netziv, Al Tidarko, Al Amalgoz, Lefi the Pshat, Zog de Netziv, a gewaldige Wort. Zog de Netziv, such a famous Wort. He says, what would be if Louis Tzur, the Kanoi would not be Pinchas? We are Shalom. What will happen then? You'll make him a Koyan, but you're always going to Koyan. What? In the middle of the Israeli, there could be a little branch of Koyanim. So the Netziv, for sure, he would not get Kehuna. They'll give him something that is shokul connected to kahuna. Also Hashem will find, kol yochel, he will find him something that fits for that. Pinchas Be'ezim deserved to be a kohen, just because he was old already, he was nimshach, so he couldn't. Listen to Medrash. Bedin she'itel schori meshalem. He deserved to get a real schar. He had a schustak to get. So the Medrash, Pinchas ben Aaron ha'kohen. Bedin she'itel schori meshalem. Not because the mice that he did. Because he's a Kohen, so he has bedin that he could get the schar that is roi to come to a Kohen. So Rashi brings down, I heard from Levi, it's a gewaldic kebab, in Chumash, Levi told me today, as said Rav Shiv from Rav Levin from Tells Chicago, said a vort. It says, "Vehem aboichim." In the end of last parsha, pasuk vav. Vehine ish bnei Yisrael bayov ayakir v'zochim v'lamidyonis leinem moishem v'kolanas bnei Yisrael. Vehem aboichim pesach oyel moed. What did they do? Crying. What did they do when they were crying? Crying. It's like the Yenis of Nuzir. Israel also, the he was holding in the blurries of the Medinisa. The Korv Yosol of Asachui. Moshe, the Korikvishn of Israel, the Omar Lulamoshe, Madol and Mikrov Legabo. And if you say that she's also how you married Birta de Yisroel, she's also a Midianis. Kachama Moshe, Rotach, the Ishtali. So he forgot the Aloch. The Inun Bachian. The Karen Krishma. And everyone was saying Krishma. This is like the Yeris of Brazil, everyone was saying Krishma. So what is Krishma? It says Krishma with Kel Melech is Ramach. So Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you know, someone is doing an avla here, it was a Magefer, yeah? Everyone was dying. As Rashi says, They came over to say, why Zimri did it? Rashi, the first Rashi in our parsha. Rashi says, the Fisho Yishvotim, Rashi, I'm sorry, in the Pasuk Vav. It's called the Shifta Shoshim and Zazrim and Shoinosi, Shal Omru Lehem, Onu Nidonim Bemisa, Vata Yoshef, Kedisa, Beilu Nisrofim. It was really when everything was running around. It was a big Magaifa. So they were saying, Kirishma, they said, listen, Er Machta Aveir, but Rebbeinu Shalom, we Mekabel Oyer Malchus Shomayim, and we're keeping the Ramach Evorim, the whole Ramach Evorim, we Meshabbat you, the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we Meshabbat ourselves to Rebbeinu Shalom. He can't kill us. He's doing the Aveir. We're Mekabel Oyer Malchus Shomayim, the Ramach Evorim. So Nishge helps. What helps? Ve'ikach Pinchas Roy Mach Biyodoy. It's not enough to Mekabel. Sometimes in life, we have to wait. It's not saying, it's not Mekabel Oyer Malchus Shomayim. So the Yikach Pinchas Roimach is also Reish Memches. Because the Kenegit Krishma, they were trying to do what Pinchas did by Yodayim, they were trying to do Shalai by Yodayim. So the Yikach Roimach by Yodayim. So Rashi brings down by us the first Rashi in the parasha, Shoyoshvotim Mevazi Moise. Arayisi Ben Puti Zeh Shepitim Aviim Reagolim Lavi Lezore. Vehor Ignosi Shevet Mishroel Lefichor Boakosu Vihichsoy Achar Arim. It's very schwer. Every one of the mefarshim speaks. Shvotim mevazim moisir ruben puti ze shepitim aviim yagolim laavid zore v'orag nosi shevet miyisrael lefichach bo akosum yichyosu yacher aron. It's a little bit of bimazbim. What's the pshat in this Rashi? Mefarshim brings down. It says kel nekomos Hashem. Kel nekomos Hashem. Zot b'gemara in Brachos gdoilo nekomo shenitno ben shtei oisiyos shenemar kel nekomos Hashem. So Mefarshim explained that the godless of Nekoma is when it's given in between Shtei Shemes, when it's pure, when no Negias, when the Mechoa is uncovered Hashem, on Sine, on Kas, and the Kvod Shomayim, not you're upset with the head of the city, you're upset with the police, but that's Nishkan Shem Shomayim. The Shem Shomayim. Then the Nekoma is good. Kol Talmid Chochem she'en noiker v'noiter kenochosh eina Talmid Chochem. Chazal say, nochosh doesn't enjoy. As someone that makes a Nekoma, a little ziskai, that's not even Talmid Chochem. Kol Talmid Chochem she'en noiker v'noiter kenochosh eina Talmid Chochem. They time it that the Nekoma from Pinchas comes from his resha. Make him quiet. What's the pshat? You mentioned Abba Mal, the famous story. A couple of years ago, it was a store in Tel Aviv. They sold Fashmutzike clothes. Very Fashmutzike clothes. I don't know exactly what, but I heard it as a musik from Fashmutzike clothes. One night, it burned down the store. Police. Then they found out someone, about Shuva, that burned down the store. So there's an article in the newspaper the other day. Why only that person burned the store? Why no one else wanted to burn the store? So it could be no one else knew about the store. It's kind of, it's in Mahalach, yeah? But the one who was writing the article in the newspaper, he said the reason that person, it's not a choshev person that did it. So the pshat is, he did. He came from that world. And he's not kosher to that world. But he's not far away from them. He's jealous of them. It bothers him. Who bothers someone using so close? Moshe, you have a guten bocher. He's not holding the madrega. It bothers him that some guys go to camp. Yeah? He also wants to go. He knows it's wrong. It eats him inside that the other guys, they get away with it, they manage, they found excuses, they got permission. But if you're holding dear, just a little bit far away, you're jealous yet. If you're not even there, I remember it was a maise scandal. I had to get a lot of houses in Klal Yisrael. So I went into Rabbi Yashi with one of the gedolim, and it was such a fashmuzidik maise. So I had everything written down. I came, I spoke to speak to Rabbi Yashi. And I said, I'm embarrassed to say over the details. It's so for Schmutz. I never knew I said there was a Schmutz in the world. So I said, after the Rav will read, then I will say comments. I gave him like 5 papers to read, and he was reading. And he was reading, and I said, "No, mutar also ba'ala." Mutar every time when we pass the story, I said, "Mutar also ba'ala, mutar ba'ala." Like this, we're going through. I, after that, you know, I was involved in the story for weeks. You know, I went to the mikveh every day to retire myself. You know, I'm such a Muslim. The Olam Gadol, this Rebbetzin told me for a week he was ice match. Came into Rabbi Yashiv, he was giggling. He was like, I'm a sugar, I'm a kranker, I'm a sugar, I'm a kranker, a kranker, a kranker. Crazy. A kranker, I'm a sugar, a kranker. He was giggling, I was giggling like a joke. I never saw Rabbi Yashiv laugh so much. I'm glad you see like a serious matter. I'm just giggling. He's so far away from it. I'm a sugar. We are not so far enough. Show you a shvotim mefatim ma'isrei. Pinchos, you grandfather should be machta v'dizor. Say it's a re-reaction. This guy's marrying a goita. You're fighting. It comes from the elike part. It comes from the nitzaisis that you from there. You want to show you. You're busy proving yourself, not to the oilam. Fighting it, no shaykhus to it. Va'kosuv v'yichzrei ha'aron akhen. Das kumpish. It's against his teva. It's come from the besmedrash from Oyev Shalom v'Oyev Shalom. This is a pure kanoes. It's not a kanoes from the nitzoytzes, what is left from the Avodah Zarah. It says later in the parsha, in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, יפקד השם אלוהיך ארוך יסליח על בשור איש על העדה אשר יצא לפניהם ואשר יובי לפניהם. פרק חוב זין, פסוק תזין יוד זין. יפקד השם אלוהיך ארוך יסליח על בשור איש על העדה אשר יצא לפניהם ואשר יובי לפניהם ואשר יוציאים ואשר יביאים ולהיטיע עד עש השם כצוין אשר אין להם רוי. So I want to say two זכן. So I remember it was 14 years ago. So it was after the Ger Rebbe was Nifter, Pnei Menachem. So it was a Shaila and Gur, who will be the Rebbe? It's two Shaila for the son or the brother. Then the Maizid, the son, I think a Ger Rebbe, Bianco, he was Mevater, and he said that the brother will be a Rebbe. This was the Achor and Gur. So the brother was, the Pashas Benachsim Alma, we said, Achteris again, Beirusha. So the first Shabbos was Parshas Pinchas, the first Tish in Gur. Menachem was sick maybe for 10 years. So it was like, there was no Tish 10 years before that. So it was a very big Tish. So because Menachem, the last Rebbe, he said, he asked the Kasha, this was Parshas Pinchas. So he asked, it says, Yivkid Hashem Eloike Aruchus, Nechol Bosor Ish Alayim, Vashar Yeitze Lifneim, Vashar Yove Lifneim, Vereiti Adas Hashem Katzoyin Asher Ein Leroyim. He asked the extended Kodesh Baruch Hu how to work. You make a malik. Shayetz lifneim, shayyov lifneim. Malik, lo iti ayad Hashem, katzien asher iti asher elam roya. What do you have to explain? To who is explaining? So he said, Amol is a malik. But if the oilum are not mekabel the malik, so blayt katzien asher elam roya. So he's asking two bakoshes from the Rebbe Hashem. Memane a malik and klal Yisrael, but memane that the tzibur are mekabel him. Says one bakosh, yifkid Hashem aloike aruch is ish al ha'edah. And it's another bakoshe, v'lo iti adas Hashem katzoyin asher ein roi. But it's brought down from the Maritatz. The Maritatz says, it says, v'lo iye kekerech ba'adosoi, right? And the Gemara says, mikan azor el bar le amachlekes. So he paskens for a city that didn't want to be a man or a rov. The management, I have some shuls, the management al a rov. He says, choshashani sha'ivrim isu de'iraise, v'lo iti adas Hashem katzoyin asher ein roi. Kmoi, she mishe oy bazi b'machlekes is oyver. So the same thing here. It's interesting. The netziv learns a different pshat. So this is the idea. Adas Hashem katzoyin asher ein lohem roye. He's speaking about the milchama asher yeitze lifneim asher yove lifneim. So he says there was two zachen take. He says klal Yisrael in the midbar state that they ate the mon b'schus Moshe. Moshe was nifter. He was davening there will be a manik that Klal Yisrael will have also parnosa b'schusay. So it was two bakoshes. It was one person that will fear Klal Yisrael, and will etia adas Hashem katzoyin asher en lo imroye, that they will not have someone that will give them the parnosa from the Elamaz, as they did in the Tzibrin's Pshat. Then in Pesuk Chof it says, v'nasatu mehoitcho olov leman yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. So Chazal HaMedayik, the Gemara says, what is v'nasatu mehoitcho olov? Zogt Rashi. Look in Rashi, Perek Chof Zayin, Pesuk Chof. V'nasatcho mehoitcho olov ולא יקול הודכו. נמצאנו למדים פני מוישה כחמו, פני יהושע כלבונו. רשי דו זה בלדם בהמשך הגמורה, זה גמורה. גמורה says, חגיג את הסבוב. סקיינים שבדור אומרים, אוי לא יסוי בושו, אוי לא יסוי חלימו. פני מוישה כחם ופני יהושע כלבונו. סקיינים שבדור היו אומרים, אוי לא יסוי בושו, אוי לא יסוי חלימו. רבי חיים שמואלביץ will say two festive words like on these words. What's the pshat? He will say like this. One word he said, Moshe was a chamo. Levono, Yeshua is a levono. What a young guy is there. Okay, the new manik, give him a chance. A couple years, he will be like Moshe. The skeinim remembered when Moshe started or something else. Skeinim shebador roim 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 roim. The young people say, okay, new generation, say, he's young, a young rav. Skenim said, no. When Moshe kept Nechama, not now. When Moshe started, so Moshe was something else. Chaim Shlevin said, but a different vote. He says, Alamor and Shmuzim. He doesn't know how much Bipshat, but Be'emes he holds it as the Pshat. He said, Parsha Chumash Bamidbo starts. I'm sorry, Parsha Shlach starts. He sent the Meraglim. Yesu. Ve'ene Shmo Yisrael. Ve'uven, Shamua, Ben Zakur, Shimon, Shafat, Ben Choyri, Yehuda, Kole, Ben Yifane, Sochor, Ganev, Ephraim, Yeshia, Ben Nun. Ephraim is the fifth and sixth one on the list. It's number five, number six. All these people, Chazal say, Kulam Roishi Bnei Yisrael, Sori Chamishi Memoi. On top of them was Sori Meos, 6,000 Sori Meos, and then 600 Sori Alofim. So it was 6,600 people on top of Yeshua, higher in the position, and in the position of Sori Chamishim, he was not number one, he was at least number six. 40 years pass later, and Yeshua becomes the Manik. Skenim Shebadorim. Oy lo isa bush, oy lo isa. So what you would say, okay? He's like Moshe. No, he's Levana, he's not Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not like Moshe Rabbeinu, but he got where he got. We're higher from him. Oy lo isa bush, oy lo isa chlima. You know, it's a pachat. You're young. But in 40, 50, 60 years, you'll meet your friends. I'm not saying you will meet guys that were better than you in yeshiva. My shal asot. They have a better blood inside them. But you will meet guys that were shvacher from you. You will meet guys that were weaker from you. And they decided to make it, and they made it. They decided to stay in learning. They decided to learn, and you would not know what to answer. The busha will not be from the friends that are skipping you now. They're smarter. Better family, chveznish, what you say. Better country, better city, chveznish. Say them. Five of them will be on top of you, will not bother you. You tried to beat them here, you didn't manage. There will be a lot of people that are standing behind you today. And you know that they're behind you. And the point where they're starting to go is less from you. And pitom. Pitam de dir. Oy lo isa busho. Oy lo isa chlima. First one of all, it's mamish late. And it's even the beginning of the parasha says, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lochen emoy chinen enoysin lo yisbrisi sholoy. So Rashi is Emor. What is Emor? Rashi and Chazal say Emor. The Medrash brings down that he told Moshe to tell Pinchas. So he says Moshe leMelech. He says that his mechutin told him it. Mechoyis niagoyin Moritz. That his mechutin told him, as Eden and Tzibi brings down, that was a king fighting an army general. He was fighting in the war, and he was going to lose the war. A Pashta Yid came and he gave him the way out. At the end of the war, the king wants to give a prize to this Yid that helped the general to get out of there. But Lamai said the general deserves a little bit of punishment. Lamai said he didn't manage to do it. But Lamai said he won the war. So the king gives the general to give the prize to that person. Alav Avisen, he did it this time. Emor loy, tell Pinchas, you saved Klal Yisrael without you. This was kilu the oynish to Moshe Rabbeinu kivyachol. Pinchas, Bris Yisholem, you took off the chalenaf, nish Moshe. Moshe had to give over the message, Pinchas, you're the one that saved Klal Yisrael in this time. So a minute, this is Emor loy, that you have to be the one to go over to tell him, you. Stop here. This is yours. Mm-hmm.